Afghanistan's opposition Northern Alliance has suffered a string of battlefield setbacks over the past few years. The alliance only succeeded in stopping the Taliban advance in the mountains of northeastern Afghanistan. The movement is looking to the United States for help so it can recapture lost ground. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the front lines in northern Afghanistan.
A team of alliance soldiers loads and fires a Russian-made cannon. After the explosion, laughter from the crew as the cannon's shell flies towards an unseen target located miles away behind the nearest mountain range. Every day, the sound of heavy artillery echoes through Farkhar Valley. The Taliban and the Northern Alliance control the valley's opposing heights. From a hilltop bunker, a Northern Alliance officer points out enemy positions. That ridge over there belongs to the Taliban, says Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Ghani. These hills belong to us. Next to an alliance tank that's half buried in a protective trench, soldiers pile up empty shell casings, each of them a foot long. These rounds cost more than $100 apiece. Because the ammunition is so expensive, neither the Northern Alliance nor the Taliban can afford to do much more here than lob shells at each other a couple of times a day. Still, vehicles driving the only road that leads to Alliance headquarters in Farkhar have to run a dangerous gauntlet under fire from Taliban guns. While touring the Alliance defenses, Lieutenant Colonel Ghani speaks to a visitor in Russian. He'd learned the language while training with the Red Army for 5 years in the Soviet Union. During the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, I fought with the Russians against the Mujahideen rebels, he says with a laugh. Now I'm an officer with the Mujahideen. The civil war against the Taliban has turned many former enemies into comrades in arms. Northern Alliance military leader and former Mujahideen commander Ahmed Shah Massoud welcomed many troops from the army of the deposed Soviet-backed regime. Massoud was assassinated by suicide bombers just before the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. His ragtag alliance is now bunkered down in the mountains of northeastern Afghanistan. Minefields and trenches protect the alliance from surprise Taliban attacks. But for the last year, the alliance has been unable to mount a successful counteroffensive against the Taliban. Mohammed Daoud is commander of the alliance forces in Farkhar. He says the U.S. should attack their common enemy on the other side of the hills. The Taliban reinforced its front line after the U.S. began its bombardments, says Daoud. Their front is very strong now. But if we attack together with U.S. warplanes, we can defeat the Taliban. A central theme in alliance ideology is that once again it's fighting against a foreign invader, a Taliban government that's been supported by Pakistan. Osama bin Laden and foreigners from Pakistan run the Taliban, says Daoud. I am fighting against Pakistani militia fighters right here in Farkhar. The U.S. should support us because we have the experience necessary to defeat the enemy. On the front line, a barefoot alliance soldier named Ahad John patrols a trench overlooking the Taliban defenses. Ahad John was a tailor when the Taliban first captured his town 3 years ago. He then joined the alliance at the age of 17, and he's been a soldier ever since. We must fight against the Taliban and against Pakistan, he says. I'm not afraid of being wounded or killed. I'll only become a tailor again if I defeat the Taliban. Fearless words from a man armed with a Kalashnikov, but dressed in a torn sweater and simple cotton pants. In the Northern Alliance, soldiers don't even have binoculars or telescopes for monitoring the enemy. On the bruising ride down from Ahad John's hilltop trench, an Alliance jeep bounces past a cemetery at the foot of the hill. Dozens of headstones mark the graves of Alliance soldiers, all killed in battle. a grim reminder of the deadly stakes on the front line of Afghanistan's civil war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, on the front line in Farkhar, Afghanistan.